What's up, everybody? Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on the CW and DC Universe. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And on this episode, we are doing a little bit of a bonus episode here, picking up off of Brainwave, which aired on the CW. Now, go listen to our full recap for the episode, which is already up in the feed, to get a sense of that episode. But I think what we're going to talk about here, and I'm sure we will touch on some spoilers for the show so far, but we're going to talk a little belatedly about the season two pickup for Stargirl, because that happened last week. That's big news, very exciting. There was a lot of discussion about it, though, because versus the first season of the show, which was produced by DC Universe, and then after that, licensed by the CW. So as you know, from our podcast schedule, and for no other reason, it airs Mondays on DC Universe, and then Tuesday nights on the CW. Season two is going to be different. It's going to be a CW original, so it's going off of DC Universe. Original episodes will be presumably Tuesday nights, though we don't know. Nothing is in production now on the CW, running with the rest of the CW programming. You'll also be able to stream it free the next day on the CW. Pete, what's going on?
Okay, so are we going to get full episodes like on the DC Universe? Or are we only now going to get edited down bullshit?
That's a great question. It's just going to be edited down bullshit.
All things are edited. Let's just put a quick caveat there. Even the DC Universe episode is an edited version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're giving us more bang for our buck.
In the press release, the CW said, "We're excited to bring you the raw footage of shooting Stargirl."
Well, I don't want less Barb. You know what I mean? Right. Like, don't take away my Barb time.
Do you think are you worried that her scenes are just going to end up on the cutting room floor because they're not They're not enough boiling chicken. She's not really exploring her recipe work.
Oh, fuck you for putting Barb in that little box, you piece of shit.
I'm not putting her in a box. That's just what she did in this most recent episode. Because really, the scenes of Barb, they can't cut are the ones she has with Icicle, which are flaming hot.
Nope.
Now, one of the big concerns that folks had were, what are the changes going to be now that it's just going to the CW? And I'll admit, I don't know this specifically, but a lot of folks brought up that Stargirl is a very good-looking show, and it is, and they were worried that without a DC Universe budget, just on a CW budget, are they going to be able to execute the show? That is very funny to me, because I cannot imagine a DC Universe budget is bigger than a CW budget.
Well, let me throw this out. It feels like the DC Universe not doing the show anymore, which is successful, means maybe DC Universe isn't what's going to be around much longer.
Yeah, I mean, people have suspected that for a while. This is getting really in the weeds here with streaming services and things, but HBO Max is owned by Warner Brothers, which is owned by AT&T. That is where they're streaming all of their content. That's what they're aiming for. People kind of assumed that DC Universe would get folded into HBO Max at some point. The thing that's tricky about it is HBO Max isn't doing that great, but DC Universe is like doing even less, not that great, I'd say. So at this point, they have Doom Patrol is being sold as an HBO Max original and as a DC Universe original. Titans is the only show that's only on one network, I think. I could be wrong about that. I don't think anything's going to change. Like, I think...
What?
Yes, what? Go ahead, Pete.
Where am I going to get my Harley Quinn? And so you answered my second question would have been Doom Patrol. So we'll get Doom Patrol on HBO. Will I get Harley Quinn on HBO as well?
Well, so I'm happy to work as your TV guide anytime, Pete. yep. So Doom Patrol is currently airing simultaneously on HBO Max and on DC Universe. So presumably it'll go forward on either both places or on HBO Max if HBO Max continues, which it most likely will. Harley Quinn is currently airing in two places as well. It was airing on DC Universe, and now they've been putting episodes on Sci-Fi. So it's been airing on Sci-Fi. So presumably, if things continued, potentially it would move over to Sci-Fi, or it would move. It's coming to DC Universe as well. It's coming to HBO Max as well, I think, in August. So There's a lot of different places that could go if DC Universe does shut down. So to your point, Justin, it feels like a good thing. I don't think anything's going to change. Like, it's going to be the same cast. It's going to be the same showrunner. It's going to be the same quality. If anything, they've already set up everything. They already have the digital effects done. So it's potentially cheaper in a second season to do.
Yeah, they're just manipulating a lot of the stuff they already have, which is cool. But let me ask you this follow-up question. Alex, where am I going to get my Cool Ranch Doritos?
Great question. So they're actually cooler ranch Doritos.
This is news.
Yes, and they're going to be streaming directly on the Dorito Network, the network that gives you Doritos on demand.
Yeah, but will there be any taste difference between Cooler Ranch and Cool Ranch?
It's cooler.
And when are we getting Coolest Ranch? Is that a 2022 thing, or what's the deal?
If we make it that far.
They're actually going to be calling it Final Ranch.
Ooh, bold.
I can't wait to be alive when we reach Final Ranch as a species. Is very exciting.
I don't think you'll live far past Final Ranch.
Final Ranch will kill you in one bite.
Yeah. So let's talk about more just speculation, which is very hard to do because we're only about a little over halfway through the first season of Stargirl. So lots of things to come. But what do you think potentially, what do you want to see happen on a CW second season of Stargirl?
Crossover with Riverdale. I want to see Barb single-handedly defeat Icicle and take down that whole fucking creepy Norwegian family.
Now, when you say defeat, do you mean like a sexy defeat? Like, I'm going to defeat you.
Oh, fuck you.
Like a sexual conquest. I got you. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think that stuff's going to happen this season. In a second season, the threat would have to be larger. The JSA presumably will be reestablishing together. Like, I could picture a last shot of season one of Stargirl being them in the headquarters like, all right, what's our next mission kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're going to realistically see in season two is that Mikey's going to get involved. He's going to get in an accident. He's going to lose an eye, but then he's going to get a patch, and he's going to end up masterminding all of Stargirl's team, kind of like taking
Nick Fury
over
type
for
thing.
Yeah, you think it'll be a Skittle-related accident that takes his eye?
No, probably not.
Do you think he'll replace his eye with a large Skittle?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Taste the rainbow.
I was thinking more of a...
Can I tell you something I found out about Skittles that I still haven't checked, so I don't know if it's true? Apparently, Skittles don't have different flavors, but they do have different scents.
What
scientists are you?
My daughter.
Why are you just throwing that crazy curveball down? You can't just throw a gauntlet like that in the middle of a fucking show.
That's what happens when scientists get super high.
You're saying to me that the Skittles are all the same, but they smell different?
Yeah. It didn't make sense to me either.
They don't taste different, man. They think different. The different Skittles think
different. They are
different.
I've taken blind taste tests with Skittles. They are different flavors.
Now, when you say blind, you mean you poked out your eyes and replaced them with Skittles.
Yes. Wait, and why did you take a blind Skittle taste test? By the way,
because I know my candy and I'm willing to, back that up.
Mm. Once again, Pete is Mikey. The evidence is staring us in the face from a Skittle eye.
Did you do the Skittles Coke challenge to see if you could tell the difference between the flavors?
No.
Oh, okay. So a couple of thoughts about season two. And again, obviously we don't know what's
about Skittles.
Not about Skittles. Obviously we don't know what could happen. But bouncing off of this past episode where they talked about Seven Soldiers of Victory, obviously, spoiler, we know we're going to see Shining Knight from the Seven Soldiers of Victory. He is already in Blue Valley. If you haven't figured out who he is yet, look a little closer. I think you'll be able to figure it out. But I could see them introducing more of those teased old super teams. Like, I don't think we're going to get the Justice League, but I could see Seven Soldiers of Victory showing up in season two. I could see Freedom Fighters showing up in season two as well, who they've mentioned. I think that would be fun to keep exploring those levels of legacy throughout the show.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I want to know what the big difference maker, though, between season one and season two is, because this show, so far the series is a lot about legacy. Like, what's the flip? What's the thing? Is it suddenly that the Seven Soldiers of Victory return and they're not good anymore, or they're like dismissive of the JSA. It's about them proving themselves yet again, or like, what's the sort of turn on that legacy theme?
I tell you, what I want to see is I want to see someone finally take care of that fucking owl who's been sitting there mm-hmm. sadly by itself for years. I want to see the Dragon King without his hood on. Yeah, I would also like to get some kind of family dynamic where we're not fucking lying to each other.
Well, I think that's going to happen pretty soon based on what happened with Barb in the land of the last episode. Justin, I'll throw this out at you. What if the twist is the JSA comes back, the original JSA? Because
that's fun.
That's what happened in the comics. Like, they all died during a battle with, I think, Extant, and then they were brought back to life through some sort of like Dr. Fate fuck around or something like that.
That was the name of this series, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Fate fuck around part one, Dr. Fate fuck around two, countdown to Dr. Fate fuck around. Good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. I have that bagged and boarded. I think that's a great idea because I feel like the legacy JSA would hate the young JSA, and it would be all about them maybe on the run. Maybe they would leave town. Like, that kind of stuff I think would be great.
And also finally finding out if, you know, Starman was her actual dad, if Joel McHale is her dad.
I think we'll find that out before the end of the season as well, potentially.
Yeah.
Because do you think she'll open that present?
Wait, were you saying, Pete, that Starman's her dad or that the actual actor Joel McHale is her dad? Because that would be a fun twist.
Both. Both.
Oh, you think Joel McHale's playing himself as Starman?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell because he was dropping some of that Joel McHale magic in there, you know?
Right. I do. It is weird that in almost every scene, Courtney is eating soup, which feels like, you know, kind of like a little bit of an Easter egg to the whole Joel McHale thing.
It would have been more of an Easter egg if she was always talking about community, you know?
Nice. She definitely is during that. So there you go. Any other hopes for a season two or concerns or worries other than the fact that who knows when it's actually going to happen?
More commercials, obviously. Like, let's get more Pop-Tart stuff.
Yeah. Just to get back to what we were originally talking about, Pete, with like the cutting stuff out, I know we've talked about some of the deleted scenes from DC Universe to the CW. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving limitations to the running time of the show. You know, like, I think that gives them more challenge to pack everything in. If anything, I do hope that it's not 22 episodes. I hope it's 13 episodes still, because that'll keep it a little more focused.
Yeah, I think that's
all right. But I'm just saying there were key parts that were cut out. And like, as we discussed, the edited, more edited CW stuff didn't have some key things in there that hurt the storytelling.
But, I mean, honestly, from a production standpoint, it's much more annoying to make a show for two different lengths. It's much better to be like, okay, here's the episode. This is what we want it to be, and not have to be like, okay, this is the longer one and this is the shorter one.
Well, I don't want to have to, if a show is actually 40 minutes, but it's got to fit a 32-minute format. I don't want to edit something down. I want the show to be what it's going to be. You know what I mean?
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Last thing I'll throw out at you before we start to wrap up here, given that it's going to be on the CW now, do you want a crossover with any of the other Arrowverse shows?
Hell yeah.
No.
Ooh, difference of opinion. Pete, what do you want it to cross over with?
I think it's fun when they do crossovers. I mean, as a comic book reader, it helped broaden what I read with a cool crossover. So I would love to get more eyes on Stargirl and vice versa. So I think crossovers, as long as they're done well, can really help. And they're fun, rewarding stuff for the nerd. So I appreciate that.
I just think, Justin, with the other Arrowverse shows, all the crossovers ended up taking over a lot of the sort of heat of the shows. And it was like, oh, they're with each other again. And I like that Stargirl sort of exists on its own. I love the idea of seeing other heroes enter Stargirl, enter the show. But like, I don't want to see it be a whole like, now Stargirl's teaming up with everybody else in a cross-dimensional whatever.
It would be classic DC, though, that they finally cleaned everything up with Crisis on Infinite Earths and consolidated it to one Earth, and then they have Earth 2, and then they're like, oh, yeah, now we'll do some crossovers and make it super complicated again, and then they'll have to do, I don't know, Zero Hour or something, Flashpoint, something like that. We'll see what
happens. Dr. Fate fuck around part two.
I have all of the issues right over there, guys, right in my box.
They're really good. He doesn't give a shit, Dr. Fate.
If you'd like to support the show, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out and chat about Stargirl. Socially, StarGuysPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. Comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. We'll see you next time on StarGuys.
Prepare for Final Ranch.
Ha ha ha.